Acts chapter 14, and we'll read from verse 8. So we're back at the history of Paul and Barnabas. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran out among the people, crying out, or ran in among the people, crying out, and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven, and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe." Well, I just wanted to pass on a few thoughts in this. I'm just looking to see that there's some other visitors have come in. So good to see you as well. I just wanted to draw your attention to a couple of things with respect to this little narrative here. Here we have a story from the book of Acts, which has, like all good stories, a first part, a middle part, and an end part. And we can see that this story has almost divided naturally into these three aspects, all connected, and yet all having an important place in the way in which the story unfolds. The first thing we can see about what happened when Paul and Barnabas went to Lystra was that they encountered a man there who had been crippled from his mother's womb. And he was sitting perhaps at the entrance of the town as Paul and Barnabas came in. Remember, these two missionaries, these two believers, had travelled from Iconium because they had been chased out of that city. That city that we spoke about last week. Perhaps you'll remember that Iconium is a city now. It still has a place. There's still a place called Iconium, or Konya, it's now called, actually, in Turkey. Oh, that's the wrong picture. There we are. Let me go back. Sorry about that. There we are. And we can see that Iconium, right up at the top middle there under Galatia, was where the apostles had come from, and they had fled from Iconium down there to that number 6 and into number 7. And it's at Lystra now that we find the apostles. So they'd been chased, really. They'd been chased from Antioch to Iconium, and they'd been chased from Iconium, and now they were down at Lystra. And as they come into Lystra, into this town from Iconium, here is this man sitting at the gate. What I wanted to mention just about Lystra and Iconium, which I thought was quite interesting, is that Iconium is now a city of millions of people. It's a huge city in modern day Turkey, one of the largest in the whole country. Millions of people live there. They don't even know where Lystra is. Lystra is in a field somewhere, under a hill somewhere. It's a little bump on a field, and nobody really knows where it is. So it just shows you how these cities over the past couple of thousand years have changed. And no doubt there will be some archaeological work done to identify Lystra in days to come. But apparently at the moment, they think they know where it is, but they have to make sure. Paul comes into the city, and here is this man, crippled from his mother's womb, never having walked. And we're told that the apostle looked at him. He looked at him and he saw, as he began to speak, as he began to preach, that this man had faith to be healed. And so the apostle looks at him and he calls upon him to stand upright. And the man, having faith, his legs were healed. God healed him in his feet and in his legs, and never having walked before, he leaped up in the air and he began to walk. And those of us who have been listening to these stories or are familiar with the book of Acts at all will remember that that is a very similar miracle to the one that had been performed by Peter and John at what was called the beautiful gate of the temple back in Jerusalem. And here we have a very similar miracle being performed in a different place and by different people, but very similar as far as the person who was healed and the reaction of the people who saw it. And perhaps there is a parallel being drawn for us here as to how the preaching of the gospel and Holy Spirit power began there just after Pentecost to come to the Jews. And here was a very similar miracle performed amongst the Gentiles, perhaps again initiating this ministry that was going forth to the Gentiles. Faith had been given to this man while Paul had preached the message of the gospel. And faith is essential in any relationship with God. If we are to have any spiritual relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, it must be by faith. We can talk and we can sing and we can gather together with the Lord's people. We can try to worship with them. But in order to have a personal relationship with God, it must be having personal faith. And here we see that the preaching of the gospel brought that faith to this man. If somebody said to me, "I wish I could believe. I wish I could know Jesus personally. I wish I had some sense of being at one with God," I would say to that person, go and hear the gospel preached. Go and listen to the gospel. Find a gospel preacher and hear what the message of the gospel is. Because Peter tells us that we are born again by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And if we would have that new birth, if we would have that growth in grace, if we would have that spiritual strength and maturity, then it must come by faith, which is a gift from God. And faith cometh by hearing. And the word of God being preached to us is therefore a very important thing. So not only are we told here that there was a beginning to this story, but when the people of Lystra saw what had happened, we move into the middle part of this story. And the local people saw the miracle and they were amazed. And they wanted to worship Paul and Barnabas. Indeed, we're told in the verses there that they said the gods had come down. They thought the gods had come down from wherever the gods lived, and they wanted to worship the apostles as Jupiter and Mercurius. Well, we know that these are names of the stars, Jupiter and Mercury. And so it's obvious that these people had no real faith in God. They believed in many gods. They were idol worshippers, and they were probably worshippers of the stars as well. And here they used these names and they gave them to Paul and Barnabas. It's an amazing thing, really, to see how these people reacted to the preaching of the gospel and the evident power of God amongst them. They even wanted to sacrifice an ox, sacrifice oxen to these two men. And it's sad, in a sense. There's a pity, because here are ignorant, superstitious people. And yet there is judgment also, because the natural man, in his natural condition, is always opposed to God and always wants to find another God and another way and to reject the one true God. And until grace breaks down that opposition through the preaching of the gospel, there will always be this ignorance and this superstition amongst men. Our message is to point to the true God, to turn men and women from their vain things. And that's what the Apostle Paul says to these people. He says, God has given you a witness in the preaching of the gospel. He has sent you a message, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has brought a preacher to your very town, the town here of Lystra. And they were to listen to the gospel being preached. Well, it seems before there was too much reaction to what the apostle had to say that we come to another part of this story. And here we find in the end of this account, at least for today, that when we mentioned the apostles having been chased from Antioch to Iconium and then to Lystra, we find that the people who chased him kept on chasing him. And they had followed him from those two cities. Perhaps getting encouragement, the people from Antioch got encouragement, Antioch and Pisidia got encouragement from the people in Iconium. And they came maybe as a gang of men, and they wanted to hurt the apostles. And so these Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, having followed Paul and Barnabas, and they persuaded the people there in Lystra that they should try to kill the apostles. How fickle men are. They wanted to worship Paul and Barnabas one day as gods, and the next day they tried to stone them to death. They tried to stone the apostles when they were in Iconium, and now they wanted to stone him here in Lystra. Stoning was a terrible death. Stoning was something that was very painful and very graphic and very brutal. And of course, we know that Paul knew about stoning, because he had been party and witness at least to one stoning, and perhaps more than one over his lifetime. You remember that as Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul had been engaged and involved and active in the death of Stephen, the first martyr, by stoning. And he knew what was happening to him when these men grabbed him and dragged him and threw him into the middle of the circle, and then picked up stones and began throwing those stones at him. As Paul was stoned, we realize that there would have been probably a bit of a riot. There would have been a terrible noise going on, and these stones, these boulders would be heaping down upon him. They would be crashing into his body, into his legs, into his chest, into his back, into his face, and into his head. And the people would stand and stone them until the blood flowed and until the person went unconscious. And even then, in order to make sure he was dead, they would probably continue piling up those stones upon him. And after they had finished and they were sure that Paul was dead, they dragged him unconscious through the streets of Lystra and they dumped him outside the city in order to rot away. But we're told something very interesting right at the end of this little passage in verse 20. We're told there that, howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, round about Paul, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. This is a miracle. You see, here in the midst of Paul's suffering, in the midst of this attack, this assault, this stoning that took place, God protected him. And I don't imagine for a moment that those stones didn't cut him. I don't imagine that he didn't bleed. I don't imagine that those stones didn't pierce his skin and cause him to fall unconscious. I'm sure they did. He was stoned. And he was stoned by people who knew how to stone and how to execute their victims by that method. And so the Apostle Paul suffered stoning. But in that, God healed him and protected him. And it was almost as though he had been untouched when he rose up and he went back into the city despite the efforts of his persecutors. I don't know whether any of them saw him that day, but they must have been amazed that here was the Apostle Paul back upon his feet and well, it appears. Salvation is a spiritual thing, but sometimes God shows evidences of salvation in practical and physical ways. It was God's purpose that his gospel would go on. It was God's purpose that that gospel would be preached to many, many people, that the Gentiles would hear. And it was God's purpose that his preacher in that gospel preaching would be the Apostle Paul. And Paul was saved in order to live another day, in order to fight another day, and in order to preach another day. And we're told that the next day, Paul and Barnabas departed out of Lystra and went to Derbe. We'll go back to Derbe on another occasion, the Lord will. But there we are. That's our account of Paul and Barnabas's preaching ministry and his stoning in Lystra for today. Thank you for your attention and for listening.